Hey, and welcome to Midday Cafe, and I'm your host, Michael Giannotti. I want to thank you all for joining us for this special education update session that we're going to have. This session, just so you know, it is appropriate for everyone, whether you're in the corporate enterprise space or in the educational space. We're going to be focusing today on Microsoft Mix for Office, or Office Mix, as it's known. We're going to be taking a look at some of the updates to the tools, exactly what it can do, and then we are going to have a step-by-step, hands-on session that you can follow along with from the comfort of your own desk. A couple of things. I'm getting some pop-ups around birthdays. Happy birthday to all you people. Dismiss, dismiss. There we go. Before we get started, though, as we kick off the day, we are going to be covering Microsoft News of the Week. We have an app of the week that I'm going to show you on my Windows Phone, and then we'll jump into our Office Mix session. A couple of things, like I mentioned, to call your attention to. First of all, in the upper, I'm going to do this, ready? Upper right-hand corner of your screen, just above the video, you're going to see two different links. One of them is email Michael Giannotti, and the other is download the Mix content. What we have there is the following. So, I did a boo-boo, so I gotta let you know that. I forgot to add the live Q&A piece. So there is a link there to click and open up your email client and send us links. That'll send it to my email. Producer Steve is sitting back here, and he has a view into my email. He's probably emailing all kinds of folks, making jokes, and using my name in vain. Aren't you, Steven?
Nah, just a few jokes.
So if anybody gets any funny emails from me, I'm going to blame Steve. But you can email me directly, and Steve will be taking a look there. Secondly, the download piece. That will open up a browser view so that you can go ahead and download. There's a zip package there on OneDrive. I'll show it to you when we get there, so you don't have to do it now. No rush. But you'll be able to download that and then follow along if you want. Before we get started, though, we have a couple of quick recognition pieces. First of all, welcome. The Midday Cafe is brought to you by Worldwide MTC Studios. We're one of several organizations in the MTC Studios planetary orbits that are producing different shows. We're here every Monday. There's shows every Thursday. Be sure to check the events calendar to find out the latest and greatest stuff that's coming live to you and available for you as well. We're also brought to you by Skype Broadcast. If you're watching this, you're watching Skype Broadcast. Schools, if you have an education plan, you own this stuff, so you could be doing this live to up to 10,000 users at a time. Also, enterprises with E1 and higher, you have availability of Skype meeting broadcast. So take a look at that. Also brought to you by NewTek TriCaster. All the goodies you see here, so you're not seeing what I'm seeing, a green sheet hanging up in back of me and an ugly plastic table in front of me here, but this nice virtual set, all the mixing and everything, all the magic takes place on our NewTek TriCaster 8000 output for you on our Skype meeting broadcast. We're also brought to you by Skype TX for sessions like last week's and our previous ones with Mark Cashman, Mark Mraz, Emma Dong last week, and others coming up. All of our remote presenters, we use Skype TX to bring them in remotely and bring them to you live. Microsoft Azure, all of this runs on the Azure Cloud platform. So if you haven't been checking out Azure and all the latest and greatest, you need to. Today, our website that you accessed to get to all this runs on Sitecore, Microsoft's premier partner for custom branded websites on the internet. And finally, that site was built by Microsoft partner Perficient. Check them out, and they can walk you through hands-on with all things Microsoft today. So let's go ahead and get out of here, and let's kick off with today's news. We got some good stuff. So Steven, did you see the Academy Awards last night?
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of it. How about yourself?
I caught a little bit as I was trying to go to sleep and my wife had it on. But having said that, there are some things that are definitely Academy worthy. See that tie-in I tried to make right there?
I like it.
You like it. He's rolling his eyes, folks. He's like, oh boy. So these are our Academy-worthy news, and there are some actually very cool stuff. So first of all, accessibility in Office 365. There's a great post, again, all the news links we'll have up in our archive, so you can check them out on your own in depth. But they have here both the progress, the things we've done with accessibility in 2015, and plans for 2016. Some of you saw me actually demonstrate some of the new features a few weeks ago for OneNote accessibility, rocking for helping people with various disabilities. But you know, our goals ensure this, that we keep working with. Number one, people with disabilities can use our tools to communicate, consume, and create content on any device. We are actively working to make that a reality and that everyone can easily create content that's accessible for all people. Some of you saw last week during our video one how now you can have closed captioning for the hearing impaired for your video, lickety split, with the Office 365 video now. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to follow our compliance with accessibility standards in all of our products, certainly happening in Office 365. There's a great video that shows you some of the things that we've done along those lines. They have a listing of some of the progress for 2016 and things, very long list, stuff on tap for 2016. Bears looking at, take a look at it after the break. We will have that for you. Also, new security management and transparency capabilities coming to Office 365. Now, there are some great things that you can take a look at here around advanced security alerts, cloud app discovery, app permissions and revocation, etc. All that is in here in this detailed article. You can take a look. Also, if you have not taken a look at the preview of the new administrative view, you need to do so because you'll be able to see a lot of the new things happening. But transparency capabilities and security management, huge in Office 365 and on the cusp of a great ramp up. Take a look again after the break. Since we're doing an education one, I thought we'd have a little education thing. From Google to Office 365 in 3 weeks with Fast Track, and that's just the beginning. This comes to us from the International School in Stuttgart, Germany. It's a great post written by Demir Tejek, and he is the IT director for the International School of Stuttgart. Many of you might be saying, well, what's this international school? Well, what it is, Stuttgart, the international school, it serves as the place for all these international students in Germany where they have executives working at places like Porsche, Daimler, Mercedes, Bosch and more. And as the IT director says, how would you like to have the IT managers and CEOs of global 1,000 companies all looking over your shoulder and what you're doing with their kids? So he talks about what they were doing. You know, they were using Google Docs, they were using some Microsoft stuff, how they made the transaction using Fast Track, which you should be leveraging to move yourself to 365 if you're not, and get them to the cloud quickly, and in 3 weeks we're able to take off. Great article. We will have a link to that so you can learn more after the break. Be more productive with new Office 365 training. I have customers coming in every day asking about training for Office 365, etc. There is a whole new slate. They have three new training scenarios, each with six tutorials with over 50 videos now demonstrating how to use Office 365 in real life situations. Take a look at this after the break. We'll have a link to it. It is awesome for getting your folks ramped up, for you getting familiarized, whether you're in a school, whether you're in the enterprise, whether you're just at home wanting to learn more. Collaborating in schools and universities with Office 365 groups. If you are not familiar with Office 365 groups, it is the premier way to do ad hoc collaboration. And so now we have some great stories, some examples of that, of staff collaboration. There's a great video detailing that here, where you can go ahead learning about professional learning communities in Office 365 groups, how they work. Here we see a PLC office group working and more, technology team benefits, all kinds of great examples in detail, Highly recommend you take a look at it after the break. But if you need to collaborate within your schools, universities, in the enterprise space, we're leveraging it heavily at Microsoft. Groups is the way to do it. Great information in this particular post of people actually using it and see how they're leveraging it in real life. I'd like to switch gears real quickly in the news front, and we're just about finished. Today's announcement, fresh hot off the press, announcing the Microsoft HoloLens Development Edition open for ordering, shipping March 30th. So if you've been waiting to get your hands as a developer on the HoloLens kit with the HoloLens for you to start playing around with, now is the time. They've opened up the pre-ordering. Those pre-orders will ship, it says, on March 30th. Great in-depth post around this where you can check out all the information as well as where to order, etc. The kits will be priced at $3,000. So that is not the shipping price for consumers, right? That is for the development full-blown environments. But they're available now. Also on the HoloLens front, if you want to see where somebody's using it today and get you inspired, check out HoloLens in Space. Makes me think of HoloLens in Space. Steven's like shaking his head. What is going on? So if you're not familiar, the HoloLens is now being used by NASA on the space station. Here you see astronaut Scott Kelly wearing it. Why don't you go full screen? That's an image that bears. Here we go. Let's go full up there. Boom. Scott Kelly in his HoloLens pose. You can come on out of that. But they have a piece around that. They also have a great video showing the testing that they did, because what they found is in space, it is difficult to manipulate physical computers floating around like laptops, etc. Here, I'm actually going to go keep that just in back of me. But here you can see this is this Project Sidekick, right? That's where they're going in what they call the Vomit Comet. It's a plane that goes into a dive. They achieve zero gravity. Boom, here they are floating around up there. And they are interacting with what appears to be keyboards and the devices virtually, but having the same experience. So a keyboard, because it sees relative to the positioning of their hands, and they don't lose that positioning. Look at, they're drawing, doing other things, because this lens detects their hands, the virtual piece, can move it all relative, keep it positioned appropriately. They're interacting, and they discovered that this thing is the bomb for working in zero gravity. So there you go. They're showing it. It allows researchers on the ground to also interact directly with them. It's some very cool stuff. So that's work with that they were doing testing around it. And there's some great images of the space station and them actually now working and using the HoloLens and the space station for repairs, etc., where ground control can annotate and point to and do things directly. It's the bomb. Check it out. We'll also have a link to the hardware details. A lot of people have been asking, what's in this thing? We have the full everything breakdown of the HoloLens, including right down to processor, battery life, memory, RAM, what's in the box, blah, blah, blah. All of it's there. But if you want to develop and you cannot afford $3,000, guess what, Steven? Do you have $3,000 to cough up for a HoloLens?
Nah, not today.
A lot of folks don't. That's all right. You at your schools, wherever you're at, in the enterprise, we will have a link to using the HoloLens emulator. So yes, you can deploy apps to the emulator. You can go ahead and work with it. Select the emulator as a target device for debugging. So you can get started today developing, testing apps in the emulator if you can't afford it. Now, of course, it's not going to give you the full-blown experience, but it will let you get a sense, be able to check. And here they show it in the emulator. The emulator comes up on the screen looking like a HoloLens, right? What the user would see. The main window, and it allows you to go ahead. It has a toolbar to close it, minimize the emulator, human input, simulation tabs that let you go through. has a whole view around that, all kinds of things around links to advanced emulator input, spatial mapping with DirectX or Unity, and going and doing all this stuff. So if you're a developer, can't afford $3,000, you can get started today. They have all how to get started with Visual Studio, developing your app, then emulating, running it, and testing it. It is called HoloLens Day. That's the official day. So what's today, Stephen?
HoloLens Day.
Stephen can't contain his excitement. Of course, we'll have links to all this, and that ends our news segment for you that you can go ahead and check it out. If you want, if you can't wait, you can bing it, but we'll have this up for you by tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead, minimize that for 1 second. I do have one app. Give me just a minute to show this off. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to open my trusty old camera app. Dun, dun, dun. And here you can actually see what it looks like for real in back of me. Ah, such an attractive studio. So you see all this, and then you see what it really looks like. But we have here for you an app. And there's my coffee. I drink Microsoft coffee. That's right. So here we go. And why don't we, Stephen, go full screen with this right now? So what I have here is my app on my Windows phone that you can get. It's a free app, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It's called Pick, Play, Post. And Pick, Play, Post is a advanced collage app with a twist. So here you can see the first thing you do is you pick a layout, and they have a ton of layouts. So let's say I want to do just a simple top and bottom. Once you do so, it's going to show me my last things that were in there. But what we do is we go ahead and tap in here. And now I can pick a single image or a slideshow. So let's say I want to have a series of images. Let's go ahead, we'll pick that. Then ask, where do you want to get it? I can get it from the latest. I can get it from my albums. I can go to my photo albums in this case. Here we go, and here you can see some. So I can say, hey, let's go ahead. We'll grab this. We'll grab this. And it's loading. It's actually downloading those. There we go. We'll grab another one. There we go. And let's grab another where I ate lunch. And we'll grab one more. It's going to download that as well. La di di da. There we go. Once you're done, click OK. So now it's going to have a slideshow. And it's going to go ahead and load that up. It just wants to double check. Do you want to do any editing? I'm going to say OK. No. It's going to then preview that for you. So now it's running my slideshow up top, and it's showing it down there. That's all great. I'm going to close preview mode. Now, you may have noticed it was running a video down here, because now I have the option of going in, select this one. I'll select single. Look at my options. I can select something from YouTube or my album. So here's the last video I played. Maybe I'll select one, this one I had from Last Snow, and there is that particular piece. It's importing it. Go ahead. I'll say, yeah, that's great. I like that. Go ahead. Whoops. Select. Import. Forgot to check the yes checkbox is what I wanted. Okay, we'll go ahead and click check that. Once I've done that, almost done importing. There we go. So now when I want to go ahead and preview, you know, I can say, hey, that looks great. I think I'm done editing this. I can go ahead, I can flip, do some other things with rotation, etc. But I'm going to go out of here, and I can go ahead and click preview. Prepping the preview. And here you can see now it has a slideshow while a video is going on, if I had audio on.
Look at my little wall there, it's completely buried.
We'd have the audio with that as well. Once I'm done, I can click share. Prepping, and now I can share it directly to Facebook, to Vine, to WhatsApp. Camera roll means it'll save it locally or other. And then it'll share that out. You can come out of full screen. So that's my app, Pick, Play, Post. You can get it to your Windows phone. It's available for all Windows phones, 8.1 and above. And it'll let you create very rich, shareable collages. Think of all the possibilities of different stuff. multiple slideshows, etc. Maybe you go on a vacation, 5 days, pick something with five windows or four or whatever the case might be, have slideshows from each day running and post it out. Pretty cool. That's that. Now it is time for today's special segment on Microsoft Mix. So I thought what I would do is open up with just a quick overview as to what Mix is. So why don't we go ahead full screen with this, Steven? So if you're not familiar with Mix, Mix is all about creating interactive lessons, tutorials, tips and tricks, etc. And it makes it very simple using PowerPoint 2013 and above. So here we see a student creating one with a touchscreen. But let's go into it real quickly. So some of the challenges we've seen for educators, for people in the enterprise with training, folks in IT help desks who need to do simple how-to sharing things and having to document it all. You know, it's difficult to author online lessons or how-tos, tips and tricks. It's difficult to make these things engaging. It's also difficult to then publish and share and then to get analytics or feedback around how it's working. So Microsoft Mix looks to solve all that, whether in the enterprise space or in the educational space. How do they do it? Well, with a combination of creation, working in PowerPoint, we're gonna walk through that, engaging people with interactive quizzes, sharing to the cloud, making it watchable, viewable on any device, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows, Windows Phone, we don't care. It's an extensible platform where you can add additional elements and then to be able to measure with analytics on every slide for every user, as well as discussion boards for feedback, all built into Microsoft Office Mix. So how does it work? Well, we're gonna go through step-by-step how-tos. I'm gonna walk you through building one, but you're gonna download the PowerPoint add-in. I'm gonna point you to that. And it's actually built into the first download I'm gonna give you. You're gonna use PowerPoint to build your lesson, and I'm gonna walk you through an example of that. We're gonna do that with the sample download kit. If you don't have a second machine to do this on today, along with me, that's okay. Download the download I'm gonna point you to. Then after we're done, go back, watch the video step by step, and you'll be able to go ahead and use the kit to get hands-on experience. Then share it easily on any, you know, in the cloud for any device. Create a video if need be, and then view analytics. And they have some pieces here. There is a special link just for teachers. So for educators, this is a great resource that I'm gonna show it to you on here. It's called mixforteachers.com. There's a link to some educators that we have working at Microsoft you can contact. You can also install at mix.office.com, but I'm gonna bring you to all of that in just a moment. So I'm gonna close that PowerPoint and we're gonna open up here. There I'm watching myself. I'm gonna pause this because I wanna call your attention to a couple of things. So first of all, again, during the lesson today, if you have questions, email Michael Giannotti with your questions. Notice in the corner when I mouse over that, it says mail to. So if you want, you can just send us emails during the lesson today, mgann at microsoft.com. Also here you will notice it says Mix Content Zip File. This is where you'll click. It's going to open up a link to OneDrive. And it's going to show you this, Mix. Well, here you can just click in there. And when you do, you can then click Download. It'll allow you to download the zip copy to your computer that you can use during today's lesson. All right? And finally, for educators, I just want to highlight this before we move on. Here is that mixforteachers.com, one word, mixforteachers.com. Here you will find, and you know what, enterprise space folks, you can use this just as well. They have Office Mix for teachers, for students, for administrators, and how-tos. But here they have overviews. What is Mix? Get it. Step-by-step tutorials. You can go in here and when you click on there, it's going to walk you through a whole series of tutorials that you can use, how to do different things that we're going to cover today and more. They also have getting started tips and tricks, a help guide that you can download, you can distribute, teaching scenarios you can use for flipping the classroom, using it for student learning, example mixes, how to connect Office Mix with your LMS system. You have a learning management system like Blackboard and others. They have walking through how you can connect it so you can add mixes to your learning management system. Obviously, this goes for the enterprise space as well. Some additional ones, 7 steps for creating mixes students will love, how to evangelize mix in your community, stay up to date, and more at mixforteachers.com. So be sure to check that out. What you should do now, though, is have downloaded the Office Mix from our page here. So if you have not done so, go ahead, click on it, then download this zip file, open it on your computer, and what you will see is this. You'll have this mix that you can go ahead, extract all, and once you do, you'll get a folder that has the following. It's going to have a picture here. Number one. It's going to have this one image two, and then my first Office Mix. What I'd like you to do at this time now is open this PowerPoint. It is a very plain looking. I'm going to click enable editing. Bada boom. There we go. And you should too. Once you have it open, here is that piece. Now, if you have gone ahead, if you haven't installed Office Mix, what you can do is go to the very end. Well, the very last slide where it says resources. Go ahead, right click if you have not installed Office Mix and say open the hyperlink. So I'm going to do that. It's going to bring you to this web page, Get Office Mix. At this time, go ahead and click that. And it says sign in with your Microsoft account with a work or school account. So Microsoft is for your personal use, like which you can use this definitely personal for home, clubs, etc. If you have a Microsoft, if you have a work account or a school account, you'll click here. Sign in just with your Facebook account or with Google. Any one of those, when you click it, I'll do that here. When we click it, here we go. It wants me to sign in with my Microsoft account. Whoops. And I don't want to actually start doing that. So I'm going to go ahead, come back here one more time. You can do that, log in with your account. I'm going to click open. I'll go ahead and click get it again. I'm going to say with my Microsoft account. And here you go. You see it's running. Running security scan. You should get the same. When you're ready, you're going to click run. So I'll do that with you. And it say you agree to it. You're going to install it. Say yes. Going to initialize. Dun, 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 dun. Initializing the install. So I'm walking through it step by step with you here. There we go. It's installing. It automatically detects if you have 64-bit. It says, please close PowerPoint. So we had PowerPoint open. So let's go ahead and close it. All right. And so we want to close that one. Close PowerPoint. I'm going to click OK. It's wanting to close it. My PowerPoint is staying hung. If yours is, we'll use the ever-loving task manager to say end task. There we go. All right. Now I can click OK. It's going to finish. Finish installing, and then it's going to go ahead and auto-open PowerPoint. We can close. It has a little tutorial you could use. We're going to go ahead. Let's close that. We don't want that. We're going to use the one that I gave you. Once we're done, I can close that window. And again, let's reopen our mix. Now that we have installed it, it has its first mix. This is a tutorial. I'll show you how to get to this. Just close it for now. But now you'll see up in our ribbon at the top, we have a new tab that says Mix. Go ahead at this time and click. Once you click that, you're going to see a ribbon here with stuff called slide recording, videos, screen recording, screenshots, preview, upload. And there is a mix using Mix. So at any time, if you ever have questions about Mix, you can come here, click on it. It's going to open up here, and it has a series of tutorials. What is Mix? How to do screen recordings? How to publish and share, and then creating your first mix. So you can always go back for built-in tutorials to get you started. But what I've done is created a PowerPoint with step-by-step us creating our own mix. So the first thing we're gonna do is come in here and go ahead, click here and put your name. And I'm gonna go ahead and put mine. I'm gonna say Michael Giannotti. You can put your own. That's all we're gonna do here. Don't worry about making it pretty yet, about animating. Just go ahead, put your name. Once you've done that, let's go ahead and click to slide number 2. And it says, what kind of things can you insert in a mix? Well, there are a number of things that you can insert in a mix. You can do things like, don't insert anything yet, so hold on. We can go ahead and insert video. We can insert audio, right? Both of those are there. We have some other options here. But what I've done is I created in that kit that you downloaded an image. So we're going to go ahead in this particular piece. We could insert audio or video. We could insert screen shares, etc. Or we can just do, in this case, we're going to do plain old PowerPoint. Insert an image. So let's go to pictures and navigate to, in this case, I did it on my desktop. And here is that image 1, and I'm going to go ahead and say insert. And there we go. You can see here we have this particular piece. We can make it bigger, resize it if we want. I'm going to go ahead and leave it like that. We can pretty it up with some formatting. So maybe we want to pick in this case, I'll pick this one, make it look kind of like a postcard. And once you've inserted that image, just leave it. So that's one option, inserting an image, something we are used to doing in PowerPoint every day. And you're saying, so what, Mike, I could do that anyways. Just hold on, it gets a little better. Next up, insert a video. So remember we saw that option about inserting a video. So let's go ahead and click on this particular one. And we're going to come back to our mix. And notice we have the option to insert a video. Now, in our little kit, I did not include a video. So what you can do is browse to anything that happens to be on your computer as a video source. So I'm going to come here, we're going to say insert video, and we could insert an audio, a video, click on videos, maybe you'll have some here. I have ones on my Office 365 that I could grab. So here's a Phillies one, here's personal, I don't know, do I have any other smaller videos? I don't want a real big one. I do not. So if I wanted to, I could quickly, I'm going to go ahead and use my camera app, which you can use on your machine there. I'm going to click, say video, and I'll just go ahead and click start recording. So we're clicking that, blah, blah, blah. Here's my video. Ooh, la, isn't that great? And I'm going to stop. So now I should have a video that I can go ahead and insert. You can grab your own, go back to videos, and it's not putting it there. Videos, it's under my camera roll, so I can insert that. You can go ahead, resize that. And again, this is just making use of content you may already have. We can format it, do whatever, I'm just gonna leave it. So again, nothing overly complex. We've done all that. But now we're gonna get into the very cool stuff that we can do with Mix. So once we have this, we can go ahead and go to our next. And the first is quiz. We want to have mixed content. So what kind of things can I insert into mix? So in this case, I'm going to go ahead, let's all click mix, and we want to create a quiz. Here we go. Notice here we have a link for quizzes. So maybe I want to quiz people on what we just did. So let's go ahead, click that. It's going to say, hold on a sec. And we can do polls, and this is from my add-ins I've already added. So if you don't have any here, you can click on store and look at all the cool stuff it's going to come back with. These are the kind of things that you can insert into any slide in your mix. We can do a true false quiz, multiple choice, free response, math resources. Oh, I don't know, Khan Academy content where you can drop in Khan Academy demos, etc., that are already done for you. GeoGebra for PowerPoint, Code Hunt, science and math content, fluid math, all kinds of cool stuff. I want to do a multiple choice, so I'm going to go ahead and click that. Say trust it. It's going to load up here. Now, the first thing, notice it's overlapping, so I'm going to go ahead, drag it down just below so it doesn't overlap. And it says insert your question here. So we're going to ask a question. What kind of content can you insert into mix? And I'm going to put a question mark. What kind of content can you put in? So remember, we had a number of things. I could say, I could put in a picture. Whoops, help if I type the P, picture. I can add an answer, another one. I could say video, audio, and we'll do one more. Whoops, one more, not two. All the above. And I'm going to make that be the right answer. Okay. Notice I can allow single choice only, allow multiple choices, shuffle answers. Maybe I want to do that so if they go different at times. I can limit attempts, right? So I could, if I click that, how many attempts am I going to give them? Two, just one? Maybe I want to actually, did they get it right or wrong? I'm going to go ahead and say limit the attempts. And notice I chose a default. And so here I have this great view. And when I was in each of these, notice I got the ability to format the style. I mean, it's a very rich environment that we're all familiar with. Once I'm done, I can preview it. Notice now it says two attempts remaining. What kind of content? So I can come in and they could click all the, not all the above. Picture, submit, incorrect, please try again. Huh? One attempt remaining, all the above, submit, yes, and continue. So that gives me a view as to what it would look like. So now we have a quiz that we've added. So we've added interactivity to our mix. The next thing we want to do is to start to spice up, actually introduce this mix. So I have here recording slides. That's the next piece of mix functionality. That's right up here, slide recording. And I have some directions for you in case you're not able to do this with us. And it says you can record multiple slides with audio annotation and a talking head if you want. You can even have full screen video. How about we give it a try? So what I tell you to do is first go back to the very first slide. Apply a design to make the whole thing pretty. Then after you finish, we're going to animate the title slide and the second slide. Then we're going to record them. So as an example, let's come back here. Here's our office mix. So let's go ahead and first click design at the top. We can make it pretty. You can pick any one of the different layouts, looks, feels that you may want. Oh, I'm going to pick, for me, we'll pick this. And there we go. So it's got a nice look. I can do it different color. I always use my joke about we're going to use purple because Steven, who sings Purple Rain?
I believe it is the man Prince.
The man Prince, yes. The artist formerly known as Prince, and who else knows what other names he'll have. But we can all hold up our lighters or virtual lighters on our phone, our little lighter apps, and say, start singing Purple Rain. But I've got my little purple here. We're going to then, I remember I said to animate this slide and this, so we're going to go ahead. Just familiar things we're used to doing in here. So we're going to go ahead, click that. Let's go ahead and have this one fly in. Maybe we want to have it fly in from the, I don't know, from the right. Boom, there we go. Then we're going to pick your name, and we're going to have that one float in from the bottom. That's fine. We also might want to give a transition here. So for this one, let's go ahead and let's say pick a one, oh, I don't know, a ripple. Woo, have it appear. There we go. Then next, we'll go to our next slide. We're going to animate this as well. Let's give it a transition of maybe curtains. There we go. La, la, la. Isn't that nice? Kind of fancy. Then we're going to animate. Again, so let's come in here under animations. Let's have this one fly in. Let's have this one fly in from bottom right. Boom, boom, boom. And then let's pick our one here, and we can have this one maybe bounce in. There we go. So now we have some animations. Now we want to record. So this is where mix gets kind of cool. I'm going to turn on the audio so that you're able to hear as we get to some of this. And I'm going to select slide recording. So you can do so as well. Notice the view I get. It's going to go ahead. It gives me this view of the slide. I don't see anything on it yet. I have record to start, next animation, next slide, preview, edit slide, slide notes. I can give a talking head here if I want. Right now it's saying no camera. Maybe I want to give my integrated webcam. So if I select that, here you can see me on the talking head, la la la. So we'll go ahead just for giggles, we'll put that. Notice I have here a microphone view as well. So it allows me to pick that or the Logitech. I can have that. Whoa, there's that particular mic. It's pretty loud. I can adjust the audio levels for that. There we go, a little better. I have inking. So if I have touch capability, I can also ink and annotate. Now that I'm ready, let's go ahead and click record and see how this works. So here we are. We're going to go ahead and we're going to select next animation. My first office mix. Let's go ahead. I'm going to pick inking here, and I'm going to actually select that yellow. Well, under my first office mix, next animation. Hi, my name is Michael Giannotti. I hope you will enjoy today's presentation on office mix. We'll go now and select next slide. There's our transition, and it opens. Now to next animation. What kind of things can you insert into a mix? Well, our next animation, there we go. We can insert things such as, let's take a look, slide recordings like we're doing now, quizzes, screen records, screenshots, video, audio, and all the above as need be. Then I could continue to go to next slide, or when I'm done, click stop. Once I've done that, it's going to go back to the very beginning for me. So I can go back. Let's go ahead. We want to get to the previous slide. And we can then go in and preview. So I'm going to click that.
So here we are. We're going to go ahead.
So I have it low, the audio, but you can hear me and see my talking head. And again, you can see it's going through all the actions that we initiated. The annotations are there. Now we're going into the transition. We maintained our talking head here. There we are. And then we're going into the next animations. So you can see what we're doing here. All right, once we're done, I can go ahead, just hit escape in this case, right? Because we want to get out of that. If I like it, all I have to do is click close and it'll go ahead and save that into the mix for me. And so we've gone ahead, we've given a whole introduction. Next up, what we'd like to do is one other thing. Now, I showed you a talking head for recording slides, but there is another slide recording you can do. Let's say you want to have just you full screen talking to people. We can go ahead. Here I've clicked a blank slide. I'm going to click slide recording again. Now it's going to do it just for this slide. Notice I have here again my talking head. It's already there because I'd selected it previously. This time though, I want to go full screen. So now it's going to, again, I'm using my integrated webcam. I can have this, and I'm going to go ahead, I'm realigning myself here with my all-in-one, and I'm going to go ahead and select record. And so now I'm recording. Hi, welcome to my slide. Welcome to our day. Welcome to whatever it is I'm talking about. This might be a slide I use to introduce the whole session or to introduce a new section where I just want you to hear me talking to you, my audience, my students, my fellow enterprise folks. Just something to introduce things where I want to have the video full screen. When I'm all finished, I simply come up here, click stop. I'm done. There it is. I can then preview.
And so now I'm recording.
And there I am. And it's going
to
go based on the settings we had for our webcam, right? Once that's there, I can go ahead and click close. And again, now notice it's framing it out. If I wanted, I could even resize this. I can bring it up once I'm there. If I want, I can format. I could even make it fancy, do something like, I don't know. It's going to treat it just like an image, which is kind of cool. So I can do things like with mirroring, slanting. There's one. Kind of like that. Again, I can preview that. See the little mirroring there, move it up. I could put a title above it. But there we go. So we've added just video to a slide. All that done with slide recording. I'm going to pause for a second. I don't know if you've seen any questions, Stephen. It's probably quiet without the live Q&A.
Yeah, no questions so far.
No questions, because you know why? This is self-explanatory. But at any rate, if you have questions, you can always ping me afterwards via email. Happy to talk about that. Now we're going to move on, though, to our next slide, screen recording. This is where it gets very interesting. And you can come on to me for a second. Whether you're in the school place, whether you're in the enterprise space, think about help desks for IT, where people want to have tips and tricks, where people want to show something, you want to demonstrate something. This has been by far screen recording the most exciting feature of Mix when I've had companies in here, schools, etc., because people look at this and they're like, holy cow, I can use this today. Think about this. Documenting a process, showing how to do something, whether on your learning management system, how to use different office tools, training for parents, for students, teachers, as a mentor teacher, IT help desks, tips and tricks, how to use different systems. Screen recording allows you to record anything that happens on the computer screen. So here's my screen that's actually right here. You're seeing up here and you'll see full screen in a bit. But I can record anything. And then it inserts it in one. So think about maybe just a title slide, what it's about. Think about using SharePoint, where you want to create these videos, post them to the video, Office 365 video, but then have them in a structured wiki with tips and tricks that's navigable, how to, based upon different content categories. It's endless. But screen recording is your quick and easy way to get out of having to document, type up all the instructions, grab all the screenshots, and then post and spend hours on something that you can walk and talk through in 5 minutes or less. Or it can be longer, but I'm just using 5 minutes because most things we can do very quickly. So, in order to do that, what we're going to do, it says, navigate to the next blank slide and create a screen recording. So here I have a blank slide. You can click on yours as well. What we're going to do is you're going to see it up and back of me. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go back to mix. And here is where it says screen recording. Go full screen 1 second, Steven. So here you can see where it says screen recording. When I click this, which is what I'm going to do now, I get a crosshairs. So here it's showing my whole screen. I can do just a window. You know, I could do a particular window. I can do the whole screen. I have record. I can stop, select an area, audio, pointing. I want all that to show. I'm going to go ahead and select, in this case, go up to the far corner, select my whole screen by clicking, dragging, and dropping, then releasing. Boom. It's now ready to record. When I start recording, actually, I'm going to click this in a second. Steven, you can come out of full screen. So you're going to see this up and back of me. I'm going to click record. I'm getting a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Now it's recording my voice and everything I'm doing on this screen up there. So I'm going to bring back my browser. And I can show, here's how to use Office for Mix. So I'm talking about this. I'm demonstrating this. Here's things here. Here's this. Here's how to minimize. Here's how to open a folder and show it. Here's how to zip something by right-clicking, saying, you know, sharing something, send to, how to then zip it up, email it, Skype it to somebody, blah, blah, blah. Everything I'm doing, it's recording. When I'm done, I can simply come up here. I could pause. So come back full screen. If I had a process that's running, and I want to let it run but don't want to record all of it, I can click pause and then resume the recording or simply stop, which is what I'm going to do. It then drops that video into my PowerPoint. Notice I can resize. It's doing it full size. I'm going to make it a little smaller. Once I've done that, again, I can format how it looks. Maybe I want to make it fancy. We can go ahead and, I don't know, let's give it a, there we go. Give it kind of that view. Looks kind of cool. Make it a little bigger. There we go. So now I've given it kind of this, you know, faded view or whatever, and I can preview it. So we can see that running. My audio is playing, just so you know. Right? So you can see how that's working. I also can come in here under playback. If desired, I can even trim the video beginning and end simply by clicking. Then I can, you know, play, see where I want it to start at, where I want it to end at. A number of options around that. And having done that, I now have a full demo or tips and tricks. Now I can do this as part of a overall or as its own standalone piece, just maybe even a single slide. Finally, once I'm done, I have some output options for mix. So we've now finished our mix. So what can we output? Well, let's go ahead at the very top. Let's click insert. Let's click pictures. And let's click number 2. There it is. Here's our options. Number 1, upload to Office Mix. If you want to make this available and interactive so people can do things like quizzes, you can simply click upload to Office Mix. You'll find that by clicking the Mix tab, and here it is, upload to Office Mix. Once you've done that, it is going to walk you through preparing it. Do you want to allow offline and mobile? What that will do is make a video. Now obviously they can't answer any quizzes, any interactive pieces like we have here on slide 4. That will not function. So if you want to allow offline, you can do that, but they won't be able to take the quiz and interact with it in that mode. But we can go ahead, we could click next, and it's going to go through, it's going to start to make our piece available. Look at that, it's going ahead. Then it's going to walk us through signing in with our particular account to post that up. I'm going to go ahead and use my Microsoft account. You could use your work account. So I'm going to do that. And I can do my password. And it says we need to go to it, sign in at Microsoft.com. I'm not going to go through all that. It'll walk you through for you, your organization, but then it'll post it as an interactive mix, and you will have the option to have it either available anonymously for anybody or only for those people from your school, your work, etc. I'm going to cancel out of there. The other options we have, as we showed here in our little insert, include export to video. If I select that, I can then select, do I want it high def, 1080p, 720, 480, or 240. When I click next, it'll then output and create a video on my computer that I can then reuse anywhere. So think about creating tips and tricks, how-to videos, announcements, things from the administration to teachers or to parents, etc. You can do that all through here and then post them to your public website, to your Facebook site, to your YouTube channel, anywhere where you'd like. You then have a full-blown video. Of course, you would want not to put quizzes if you're doing videos, right? You only want to do the insertions around slide recording, screen shots, audio, video, etc., and regular PowerPoint. But you can go through and create a very complex piece and then output it as video. You can also publish to Office 365 video. So if you have Office 365, you know that you have video for Office 365. This allows you to publish it directly to there. You'll sign in. If you're not already, I'm on a public machine, so it would walk me through the sign in. Then it's going to show you the channels you have availability to publish to. You pick a channel, you'll give it the description and title, and that's it. Boom! It's live, it's available all through that. And you're done. So Mix allows you to create some very rich content. Of course, once you're done, take a look at the resources I have here. So I have, you know, some additional pieces where to get Mix, integrating with your learning management system, direct link to that, Microsoft Mix on Office blogs, tutorials that you can check out. But I'm going to show one last piece here by going to Mix. And I want to go to mix.office.com. Here is a great place. You can go ahead and take a look at the gallery. Some great examples of mixes that people have done, educators and others. You can go to featured, for example. Here they have a whole thing around Office 365 and education. They have some examples of, you know, educational ones that have been created. You can go back here. Perhaps you want to check out Office training using it. Here they have global educators, engage, inspiring speakers, right? Here's this one where we have Michio Kaku, world-renowned physicist, talking about the future of the mind using Mix and actually capturing a conference session. Here we have Jim Whitaker, who's a speaker, distinguished engineer for Microsoft. It's an Office Mix. You can see all the contents of him talking about, in this case, the art of stage presence. And you can take a look at his and how he put together a Mix
idea
as well that you can leverage. Why don't we come out of full screen? So a lot of ideas for you to leverage. I hope this has been helpful as a starting point for you. If you have questions, email me. Again, at the top of our broadcast today, there's an email too, mgann@microsoft.com. If I don't respond within 24 hours, resend. I'm always available. You can also find me on Facebook online at, you can just look up Michael Giannotti. You can find me on Twitter at Giannotti, G-A-N-N-O-T-T-I, at Giannotti. Love to interact with you. Ping me online, send me an email. Let's help you get started using Mix today. Of course, you have the materials to download that I attached. Utilize them to get started using Mix. You can follow along our little demo. Hopefully that'll give you some ideas. Then take a look at mix.office.com at the gallery. Get inspired. If you're a teacher, look at mixforteachers.com. Go there, it's one word. And again, take a look at all the resources to help you get started. Step-by-step tutorials, how to create, you know, mixes your students will love. Mix is one of the best tools, best kept secrets for Microsoft. All you need is PowerPoint 2013 and above, and it's free. I hope that helps. Hopes help get you started with Mix. Just real quickly, as we get ready to sign off, our next session for Midday Cafe, I hope you enjoyed today's session, but real quickly, today is the 29th. Starting off, there's our Mix one. So we have our next session is Midday Cafe. We're actually going to walk through step-by-step how we deliver broadcasts like this. And I do have the interactive Q&A. I checked it, double-checked, set up for that one. But we're going to walk through step-by-step how you can go ahead and deliver broadcasts if you're in the education space, if you're in the enterprise space. If you have Office 365, you have the rights to meeting broadcasts, Skype meeting broadcasts, doing exactly what I'm doing today with up to 10,000 viewers. We want to show you how to get started, how you can leverage it, how we do it step by step here in the studio, and how you can leverage it as well. With that, this is 2 minutes overview, or 2 minutes overdue on today's broadcast. Mike Giannotti here with producer Steve here in the broadcast center for MTC Studios. Bidding you thank you. Have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.